Afternoons
with Robert Mangino.
The governor has made it clear that he wants to see an increase in minimum wage for the Commonwealth. Says he'd like to see it go to as high as $12 an hour. What's really interesting is that when you look at all of our neighboring states, we have a minimum wage that's lower. Right now, $7.25 an hour. In Ohio, it's $8.15. In New York, $9.70. West Virginia, $8.75. New Jersey, $8.45. Maryland, $8.75. And in Delaware, $8.25. So is it time to raise the minimum wage here in Pennsylvania? With us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is State Representative Eric Nelson from Westmoreland County. Representative Nelson, welcome to KDK. Good to have you. Oh, one more button.
For the invitation.
Thank you very much for making time for us. Your thoughts about the governor's proposal to raise the minimum wage. There's a report in the Trib that is suggesting that there are some Republicans that say a minimum wage increase could be acceptable. Is it with you?
No, I would not be one of those Republicans. And I think, there's a number of different topics related to minimum wage, but the undercurrent is many people are trying to come up with ways to balance the budget, and that is a driver behind the governor's plan, not about increasing jobs or wages for workers. It's about trying to balance a budget that... It's a budget problem in Harrisburg. We are spending more money than we have, and this is a way to try to increase the numbers.
So his hope is that if people are making more money at the lower economic scale, then they're going to be paying automatically more in income taxes, which counts for revenue into the state in order to balance the budget. But getting back to the issue of the minimum wage, considering that we're lower than all of our neighbors, would it not be okay for us to increase the wage at least to that of our neighbors?
I do not think so, because when you look at the full picture, Pennsylvania, we may be, I think we're even with Virginia right now at 725, but our corporate tax rate, the amount that our businesses have to pay in taxes, is significantly higher than our neighbor states, where we're at just under 10% corporate tax. Virginia is 6%, New York is 6.5%, Ohio does a gross receipts tax, which is way better for businesses. So not only is it more expensive to do business in Pennsylvania now because of the taxes, but we don't need that minimum wage. In just preparation tonight, Robert, for the interview, I looked at current job postings in our district, and retail sales, Marshall, $9.25 an hour, Sheets, $9.50 an hour, Lowe's, $10.23 an hour if you have no skill, and a receptionist at a hair salon, $10 per hour.
Okay.
Minimum wage doesn't impact the current rate. Market is driving the current rate.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If all jobs theoretically are paying more than $7.25 an hour and they're paying upwards of $8, $9, $10 an hour, then isn't it fair then to assume that increasing it from $7.25 an hour to $8.25 an hour would then negatively impact no businesses then?
Well, unfortunately, it'd be nice if we were thinking that. Based off of the IFO, and that's an independent financial office, that comes from the state.
Okay.
And the governor's plan to increase minimum wage would result in about 31,000 jobs lost, because I'm a small business owner. We ran a Brewster's ice cream store for 16 years.
Okay.
And the last time we increased minimum wage, which was back in 2007 to 2009, it happened over a period of time. At the end of that time frame, we were the last Brewster's ice cream left in Westmoreland County. There might have been one other store that then shortly closed, because what happens is when you're required to hire a 15-year-old at that minimum wage, everyone else on your staff has to receive a graduated increase. And that's the dirty secret about the minimum wage. It causes everything to go up. And I think the governor's heart's in the right place. He wants to balance the budget, But in reality, the problem is, as Pennsylvanians, we need to embrace abundance. We need
Are you suggesting that Ohio and New York and West Virginia and New Jersey and Maryland and Delaware are all worse off than we are?
No, I don't think they're worse off. I think that their financial pictures as states are different than ours. Like Ohio, unfortunately for Pennsylvanians, is outperforming us in attracting business and jobs. Because just about, if we look at our Pennsylvania workers, only 2.5% of Pennsylvania workers are receiving minimum wage. And a large portion of those are teenagers. So our actual workers and family members, this isn't the segment of the population that we're looking at.
Okay. As we I mentioned earlier out of the Trib, they said that there are some Republicans that are saying that a minimum wage increase could be acceptable. Can you think of any colleagues that you've spoken to that would share that belief?
You know what? I haven't come across colleagues that are interested in increasing the minimum wage. I've come across a number of colleagues that are really seeking revenue to balance the budget. And this might be that there's a lot of things that are unpleasant that they're looking at. You know, what we need to do, from my perspective, if we look at 2016, Pennsylvania increased in our business spending, like our gross state product, 0.1%. And so what's happening is we are stagnant as a state. We're flatlining because of, from my assessment, a number of factors. And if even in this coming year, if we were, the governor's forecasting a 1.7% increase, which is just under 6,000 jobs. But if we factor in the loss of jobs that the IFO was talking about, it's a net loss of 25,000 jobs for Pennsylvanians. Instead, if we made Pennsylvania a more attractive state to do business in, if we increased 3% and had and welcomed businesses to come, and those are good paying jobs, we would increase 10,000, about 10,500 jobs for Pennsylvanians. And that's less people on unemployment, less people that are falling within that poverty range.
Representative, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Representative Eric Nelson, he is from Westmoreland County, and he's joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Robert.